Thank you for downloading the latest James Carpenter podcast. To find out more, visit beaconradio.co.uk.
Your big drive home with James Carpenter on Beacon.
Now listen, I want to talk to you about this thing that happened last night. I want to ask you this first of all. How much would you pay for a Star Wars vintage collection?
Ah, now can I just butt in here?
Let's get because the geek man on this.
My brother actually has them, all the originals, in a suitcase.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, let's go around and steal them.
Well, how much are they worth?
A few hundred pound each.
All right, well, okay. Let me tell you how much this went for, because I was around having a meal at my mother-in-law's last night, and Angela's brother was there, and we had a knock on the door halfway through the meal, and it was Simon's friend, Ryan, and he came and he looked really, really chuffed, with himself. And we were like, why are you so excited and chuffed with yourself? And he said, well, I've just sold my Star Wars vintage collection for 500 quid on eBay. And I thought, hang on a minute, who is stupid enough to pay 500 quid for something like that? And he also said he got rid of a chunky computer monitor, one of those old, a bit like some of the stuff we have left in this building at times. He got rid of that for a tenner. Come and collect it yourself. So this guy's turned up to collect an old computer monitor for £10. Now, what I want to ask you today is the most ridiculous item you've managed to sell or you've bought yourself, whether it be on eBay, car boot sale, I know that's very popular around here, or maybe to a mate.
I've brought some stupid things in the past.
Okay, name me one thing then. Ridiculous thing that you've bought.
Well, I used to get obsessed with certain TV programmes and I'd like send off for signed autographs of people.
You'd be good on Come Dine With Me. They look for sort of weirdos that do that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, I'm right there, I'm weird.
This is the kind of thing we're after. Ridiculous things that you may have bought or you've actually managed to sell. Somebody has bought your crap that's left up in the loft. 01902 754123. Or you can text 87867, start your message with the word Beacon.
I did try to sell Steve, but no one would buy him.
Brilliant. Is that a cue for us to now go into adverts before your travel?
Oh, I thought we'd finished then.
The Big Drive Home with James Carpenter.
And what can I do for you, Richard?
I've only ever bought two things in my life from eBay, and they are a moose head and a 54-seater coach.
A moose head and a coach, not all in one go?
Oddly enough, yes. I went onto my coach and stumbled across a moose head.
Right, OK, whoa, back the truck up here. Why did you buy a truck in the first place, a 54-seater?
Well, I needed to buy a 54-seater coach. That's a long story, but whilst browsing for the coach, I stumbled across a moose head.
So you can buy an actual coach on eBay, but also, why a moose head?
Why not?
Is this one of those things that, you know, that you see in sort of very posh country houses?
Yeah.
Up on the wall, is that the kind of thing?
Yeah, I've sold the coach on, but I still have the moose head.
Right, okay, so how much did you buy these things for? How much is a coach worth, a 54-seater coach worth on eBay?
No, it was a crunky old thing, which is what I just needed it for parts. So, I mean, the coach, it was less than 1,000, but it was probably about £600, £700. It wasn't a lot of money.
And who was selling it? Whereabouts in the country did you have to go to get this?
It was Newcastle, so I agreed a price with a chap, and then he agreed to fill the coach up with diesel, so I sent someone up to get the coach. The moose head was in...
The moose head, I love it. Brilliant.
I'd rather focus on the moose head. The moose head was in Scotland, and that was a bit of a longer story. And it actually cost me more to ship it down than it did to buy it.
OK, now, have you still got the moose head then up in your house?
Absolutely.
And I bet everybody asks about this moose head when they come in your house.
Yeah, pretty much. Everybody knows... Well, most people know the story now. And at Christmas, we dress him up with tinsel.
I've just got the advert. Do you remember the sort of wine gums advert with the Hootsman? Hootsman, there's a moose, loose, a boot. I can hear that going on in your house now.
That's
So how much do you pay for the moose head?
£50 to pay for it and £100 to ship it down.
Richard, I tell you what a great call to get underway. What a fantastic call.
Thank you.
Your big drive home with James Carpenter on Beacon.
I just want to mention this. People won't know, but one of your songs you sent up to Natalie Imbruglia's manager.
Well, I didn't do it. It was I was working with a guy called Gary Hall, and one of the drummers that came in, Mark, he did some work on one of my songs, and he's like friends with him. So yeah, I don't really know if anything.
You don't. It doesn't really phase you, does it? I can see you sort of take this all in your stride. But you know, the fact that somebody that high up in the music business has got to hear your music—that's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite good. Yeah.
Now I mentioned Norina Paolo earlier. Mm-hmm. Norina Paolo, she's had a couple of hits. Some people have heard of her, some people haven't. Mm-hmm. But I know that on the new Kylie album, she's written a song for Kylie.